Now.
Case number 10,929, David Anderson, south of Louisiana Avenue, 420 feet west of North Bay Shore Drive, a variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
All of you come up. Your name and address for the record?
David Anderson, 1007 Kent Road, Greenwood. Oh, we don't have address down here.
Whatever your...
Louisiana Avenue, Lot 35.
And your name and address?
Jamie Anderson, Louisiana Avenue, Lot 35.
Tim Parker, 22 Fairway, East Georgetown, Delaware.
You all swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are requesting the variance to add a set of stairs into the setback on Louisiana Avenue on Lot 37. 35, excuse me. And it is going to the second story on a single-family dwelling. We feel that the need to go to the second story is because we are going to have the bedrooms on the first floor, and then the living area, kitchen, is going to be on the second floor, and we would like an egress to ground level from there in case of an emergency. We aren't asking for a deck or anything of that nature, just a small set of stairs.
Okay.
You have the variance, notice the variance in front of you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, could you address those?
Yes, the uniqueness of the property has a very large septic system mandated by DENREC, and it creates a small envelope for the building and dwelling itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so in an attempt to utilize the space as much as possible, if this were a landing and stair on the first floor, it would be within the variance. But since it's on the second floor, it's the same amount of space, it's just up one level. So the uniqueness is those two things, but mostly because of the lot size and the amount of the septic system. The possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. I guess there's always a possibility that that could be done. In this case, we're requesting the variance because of that size again. The reasonable use of the property would certainly speak to the fact of egress and entrance into the property up to the second floor for safety reasons. If paramedics need to go up or anything of that nature, this will be a dwelling that will have stairs on the inside that will turn and be a little more difficult to egress. Let's see. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's a beachfront, or it's a beach property. Most properties down there have steps going up and down to the several floors. Again, if this was a first floor first and then a second floor deck, it would be just fine. Okay.
Okay.
And it fits in the neighborhood, so there shouldn't be any permanently impair the appropriate use of the property or any adjacent properties. In fact, their grandparents live right next door, and the two lots on the other side are vacant. So it shouldn't affect anything, and it fits in as well.
And the vacant lots are actually theirs also. So.
Okay, Mr. Rickards, let me maybe help you with some of this. I think this house is, the septic is in the front, I think, first is caused somewhat of a problem.
Yeah, you see that.
And really, it's a small lot down there. Anyway, it's a 50 by 100 foot. So really what's in violation is going to be the second stairs,
right.
Second steps. Because it's going to be, what, 29 feet wide and like 36 feet long.
Is that correct?
So really, I'm going to need a 3.55 variance from the 10-foot on the side and 2 foot from the 10-foot on the front. So that's why the house, I guess, needs to be set back again because your septic hasn't been in the front. That's
right.
Causing your problem.
Okay. Yeah, I saw all that.
And I just want to make your testimony because that, okay. The unit, or the...
That is a unique,
created by
a
him.
Unique lot.
Yeah.
I want him to address some of the...
to help you with.
Okay.
He's
done it very well. He did very well.
This is a vacant lot at present?
At present, yes.
What's the What would be the total square footage? It's just two stories?
Correct.
It's 21.
It's 1,920 square foot of living space and has a 168 foot deck incorporated into that living space. Mm-hmm. Each floor is 960 square feet of living space.
I notice you say here also double as a fire escape. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mrs. Isaacs, what is the rear setback requirement?
10 feet.
10 feet. So we're also looking for a variance.
Yeah. Relief from the rear as well.
It's a 2 foot rear yard and a 3.55 side yard.
Okay. Now, if this was a first floor,
they would not need a variance.
Not be because it's allowed to encroach up to five feet. But being at second floor, it requires it.
Maintaining the rear setbacks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any further questions again from members of the board?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I noticed on your application the question has difficulty been created by the applicant, and you didn't address that except that in your application you did. And suggested the difficulty has been created by nature. Would you like to elaborate further?
In the sense that Denrec has required such a large septic area for this particular lot.
Okay.
It just really has closed in their building envelope substantially. So the fact that it's the type of land it is requiring a mound system like it's requiring is pretty much what we're referring to.
All right.
It really... really is bad for your your building restriction line when you have it.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think we had 5,000 square foot available space, and
right.
By the time we're done, it's substantially smaller.
You also noted in your application regarding the effects of the surroundings that you didn't go on record as speak to us about the detrimental to public welfare.
Correct. In fact, we kind of talked about it, and it's for their welfare, it's just the opposite. But for them to have egress off of that second floor where the kitchen is, and in case there was a fire, and if they couldn't get access to the stairs going down from inside the home, this would give them that second alternative to exit the home. And then also, obviously, firefighters, paramedics, police officers, or anyone from the public that would have to access the home would be able to do so a lot easier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
And the last requirement, minimum variance. You answered each of those yes. Could you elaborate?
Yeah, we just believe that a landing coming off the side, again, if it was normal first floor living and second floor bedrooms, it would have been well within the setback, and the variances would have been fine anyway. And we just thought this was the best alternative to accomplish the egress and not affect the property or the neighborhood.
So you're saying this is the least modification?
Yes.
That you could come up with?
Thank you.
I have a question. You noted here that... you marked yes when the question was, can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? Is that your position, or is it your position that because of the size of the building envelope that it's difficult to build a house that will meet the needs of a family without having some level of variance due to the problem with the septic?
Correct. That's probably a lot better stated, yes.
So I take it that...
So other than making a house that wasn't suitable for family living or whatnot or smaller, then the answer would be that doing this would cause the least effect.
So I take it your answer is that it could not be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance.
Not this particular home. Obviously, we could make a smaller home, and then that would have to...
But not reasonably?
Not reasonably.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, not reasonably.
I have no further questions.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions, Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant, in my opinion, has convinced me, I'm not sure about the other members, that they meet the standards for granting a variance in that there is a certain uniqueness. Because of the septic, it does limit the amount of building space available, and therefore making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. They also suggested that it wasn't created by them, but yet by nature, and I would agree with that. I don't see where it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's probably very much in character with the neighborhood. Nor will it substantially permanently impair the appropriate use. And as we heard, a minimum to afford relief, they're not asking for any large variance request. In fact, if it was if they were able to build on the first floor, then they would be allowed to encroach what they're asking for a variance. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,929.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second. Oh, second that motion. Oh,
okay. And Mr. Hudson got it. Okay. Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,929. Okay, Mr. Rickers.
I second that motion, and yes.
For the reason?
And the reason is that he's met the standards for a variance, I feel.
Okay. Mr. Whitman?
Yes, he met the standard for granting the variance.
Okay.
Yes, for the same reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
For the reason stated.
And I also vote yes for the standard. You have met the standards for granting of the variance very well. Okay, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,929 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.